What should I have said?
Was it okay for me to do that?
What was the right way to react?
Was it okay for me to step in? How do I know what was right?
It's a modern dilemma.
It's time for the modern dilemma, and this time I've swapped positions. I'm no longer the agony aunt, I'm the referee. And this one is all about how you, what you want to call yourself, your title, when you become a grandparent. And the message comes from Serena. She writes, I'm going to become a grandmother soon. What shall I ask my grandchild to call me? I don't want to be called grandma because I am only 55. And I associate that term with a sweet lady born in 1898. Goodness me, that's old. With permed blue rinsed hair. Shall I be called Goldie? Or will the baby associate me with an American actor who stars in Hollywood movies? Will the baby confuse me with an Israeli prime minister of the 1970s? Will the baby call me Oldie because they can't pronounce me Goldie? That does appeal to my sense of humor. Shall I be called, and I'm going to spell it because I don't know how to say this, X-H-J-A-R-M-A, Shajarma? That's my try. Which is how my second son pronounced grandma when he was 18 months old. Am I being vain or hipsterish to want to be called something other than grandma? I would love to hear suggestions. That's the message from Serena. Serena, life matters to the rescue. Denise Erickson is a writer for The New Daily and a grandmother herself. And Rick Goddard is the ABC breakfast presenter in Hobart. Hello to you both.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning, Rick and
yes.
Denise. That was Serena's anguished cry out for help. She doesn't want to be called grandma. So, first question, Denise, what did you call your grandparents?
Nana. And that's why I chose to be Nana. I was Nana and Grandpa and Papa for the other one. But Nana was just such a key role in my life. There was no way that I didn't want to be called Nana, even though I understand the age thing.
The age thing, yes.
No, Nana all the way for me.
That didn't bother you. How about you, Rick?
So I had a Nana and a Papa, and I had a Granddad and a Tushka. And Tushka was a mispronunciation of my Polish grandmother's name, Esther, by my youngest brother. So I'm all for Jarma. I really think that's cool. And I think it's probably more hipsterish to want to be traditional.
Mm.
So I think having a funky name isn't hipsterish. I think a hipster would go straight for grandma. Don't you think,
Maybe just
Denise?
An unusual spelling of grandma.
Oh, Rick, I'm not a hipster.
You're a traditionalist. You're passing on the baton.
You know, yes, you know that's absolutely right, because I had this really cool Scottish grandmother that I called Nana, and she was such a major influence in my life, and she used to send me off on my bike to pick up her Capstan Cork cigarettes, and I was always allowed to have an ice cream on the way back. And she also did things like sat on the end of my bed and told me the most extraordinary stories, which really fired me up as a journalist, and I just wanted that heritage to be passed on. And to me, grandmother is a job, right? It's a job in a child's life, and I want a title which reflects that job, which is why I went for Nana. I didn't want to just be another Denise in her life.
Another Denise. The many, many Denises. We're getting a lot of messages on Facebook about this dilemma, and a lot of people sharing their own family's names for grandparents. And unsurprisingly, they reflect a whole bunch of different languages and cultures. Yeltsia says Beppe and Paka. That's my attempt. Frisian for grandmother and grandfather. Karen says, I'm going to say it the Taiwanese way, even though this is coming in the Chinese Malaysian sense, Ama. There were too many nanas, etc. My Chinese Malaysian friend said that was what it was called for her grandmother. It's easy to say and a soft word. I guess it depends on the intonation. I think people might say a different way. Jane says, we are Oma and Baba because their first grandson couldn't manage Opa. And Linda says, my eldest of three is 12 years old and they all call me, this is a hipster name, Bling Bling. And so do their schoolmates and teachers. And in parentheses, I wear a lot of bling. That, I think, Bling Bling is the winner so far. But Denise and Rick...
I'm loving Bling Bling.
Bling Bling
I love
is
bling,
good.
Bling.
Let's all be Bling Bling. Denise and Rick, I sense there's a bit more than just the title going on for Serena. There's a bit of a struggle. What do you think is going on beneath the surface, Denise, as a grandmother yourself?
Oh, look, I understand that it's a real shock because it is an age wake-up call. And it doesn't matter whether you're 55 or 65 or even, I imagine, 45 or, you know, a younger grandmother. It is a recognition that there's another generation there. And that means that you cannot pretend that you're 25 anymore because you're a grandmother. And I understand that, but I actually chose to go, right, I am a grandmother, I'm proud of it. And I have surprised a lot of friends and colleagues by just walking into it and go, I'm a nana, woohoo, and they look at me as if, wow, I didn't really realise you're that old. But there is that age thing, and I think it's frightening for people, so I understand that too. But they're still going to introduce you as their grandmother, whatever you call yourself, be it bling bling or anything else, you're still their grandmother.
It's still the role.
It's still the role.
That's right.
And you're still that old.
Rick, what do you think for yourself when it comes to thinking? I know your kids are not, going to give you grandchildren anytime soon. But have you ever
I'd
thought
be
about?
Shocked.
Well, that's a different conversation. That's a different modern dilemma, perhaps.
Yes.
What have you had any thought about what name you want to be called when you become a grandparent, if and when you become a grandparent?
Well, it's interesting. I think it's important to own it. I haven't thought it through deeply, but I might go for granddad to bring back that generational connection, you know, which has gone from my grandfather, my father is granddad Tom. But because there's lots of divorce in our family, there's a whole bunch of granddads and pops and things. Everyone's sort of jostling, which is why original names, I think, are helpful, because you could end up with eight of you.
Yeah,
you know, you all have the same name.
There could be competition, you know.
Yes,
actually,
there has been competition in families going, no, I am grandma. Now you've married. This person can't be grandma. She's, well, I'm grandma in my family.
Okay, well, if there is any hint of competition in Serena's family, we better help her. How do you think, what kind of advice, Denise, do you want to give Serena as she struggles with this?
I think the two things I'd say, one of them is accept that you're 55 and you have a granddaughter, as hard as that is. I think that's the underlying issue that you raised a minute ago. I think, look, it depends on the sort of relationship you want it to be. And in the end, the name probably doesn't matter. For me, it was really important that I was recognised for the role. So I went for a traditional name, which actually was Danish in its origins, and my grandfather was Danish. Nana is Danish. Be who you want to be, I guess, but accept the fact that the grandparent role is an extraordinary, wonderful one, and embrace it and go for a name that reflects it.
Rick, how do you want to help Serena out?
Well, Serena, just make sure you make the choice. My father-in-law got called Pop. And when the next generation of kids came, so the sisters had kids, now the brothers are having kids, he said, I quit being Pop, I'm Dushy. He renamed himself with a Russian name because he never wanted to be a Pop. So if you don't see yourself as Granny or Nan or Nana, taking a name a child has given you that from a mispronunciation, Jama or Tushka, I think, let the child define your role as a grandparent. Maybe that's a nice way to go.
We're solving a grandmother of a modern dilemma here on Life Matters. What do you call yourself when you're about to become a grandma but don't want to be called grandma? Don't call me grandma. Let us know if you've got any ideas for Serena. Leave a message on the Life Matters Facebook page, and there are a lot of messages. I'm going to read a few out soon. Or text us now on 0418-226-576. I'm in the modern dilemma with Denise Erickson. She's a writer for The New Daily and a grandmother herself, expert opinion. And Rick Goddard, he's the ABC Breakfast presenter in Hobart. Rick, you mentioned something interesting. You said, let the kids decide.
So there's so many stories, and you can see them on the Facebook page, of people saying, oh, they tried to mispronounce this name, or, you know, pronounce this name and they got it wrong, and that name becomes what's given to you. So particularly maybe if you're not quite ready to be a grandma, part of the becoming is the way you interact with the child, and the children teach us, don't they, as parents. And as a grandparent, I think it's a much more delightful relationship. I can't wait, because I was quite a good uncle. I'm not a very good dad, but I think I'll be a really fun grandparent. I'm looking forward to it. And Denise, you make it sound good.
It is so fun being a nana, I can't tell you. I get to go all into these musical groups and all sorts of things. And I have to say that when she turns around to me and looks me in the eye at only 19 months and says, Nana, my heart melts. And I'm just a little sucker for her. But I suppose she could call me the milkman and be the same reaction from me. But I just love it when she says, Nana. It just I get all weepy even thinking about it now.
Oh, I see if I have a tissue for you, Denise. On Facebook, Annette says, we called my dad's mum Lolly Nana. Guess why? I think we have a guess. Jenny writes, oh, this is perhaps one about the pitfalls of letting the kids choose a name. My mum is Granny Shortlegs. My daughter has had two grandmothers, four great-grandmothers, and one step-grandma when she was born. So this was an iteration of Daddy Long Legs that stuck. Mom loves her unique name, and even some of her friends call her Granny Shortlegs. Patricia says she didn't wish it, but the name she's been given is Dodo. That's spelled D-O-D-O. And from the text line, I'm Gi, and my wife is Gogo. Gogo is Zulu for nanny. Gi is a made-up name by my granddaughter. There's some creative kids out there.
I think that's good. I like that. I mean, you know, who knows what I'm going to end up when my granddaughter's actually old enough to choose a name for me herself. I might end up as Nutty Nana. I don't know.
We don't know.
But I'm happy to...
I think, Denise... Sorry, go on.
No, after you.
Well, if you create that space, though, my mum absolutely was Granny Jill. And she knew, like you, who she wanted to be, the sort of grandmother she was wanting to be. She looked forward to it. And then with 13 grandchildren... It really became her identity later in life, and that was who she was so proud to be. So it's interesting hearing about the struggle of getting into that grandmother space. It seems some people are really excited for it, and our dilemma writer is just struggling to cross that threshold.
So, Denise, Serena has some additional information about the meaning of... a name. So Serena goes on to say, in making up a name, will I accidentally make up a name which is rude in another language? And I think you found out some interesting information about the meaning of Nana.
I did, actually. I did find out that it is a Danish name, and it comes from a goddess who's known as daring and brave. But I equally found out that it's a Japanese comic book character that went or a style of comic book that was very famous in Japan for 9 years, and I'm not sure how I feel about being a Japanese cartoon character.
I think you should embrace it.
I do too, yes. Actually. It's not bad. But I also realised too that, you know, phrases like, oh, I'm going for a nana nap are not the most conducive, but you know what? Who cares?
All right. I think we've given Serena quite a bit to think about. I want to thank you both. Denise Erickson is a writer for The New Daily, and Rick Goddard is the ABC breakfast presenter in Hobart. Thank you, Serena, for this modern dilemma. Now, if you've got a curly dilemma or ethical quandary that's weighing on your mind, here's what to do. Send it as a voice memo. Find the recorder app on your smartphone, hit record, tell your tale, and send the audio file to lifematters@abc.net.au, or you can write an email, lifematters@abc.net.au. I'm Beverly Wang. This is Life Matters.